know what they, did they call it the dining room, or do you remember?
I don't remember, mm-hmm. actually.
Okay.
Then there was a porch that came down
that
side of this one.
Okay.
And on the porches, they always had, between the posts that that to hold your top up, they had a board that went from one post to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And in this board, they would have round holes cut out for your wash pan. And they had little wash pans that you would wash your hand, and then you would throw the water out the yard. Right. And you had the bucket by them. And you had dipper.
What was that bucket made out of?
Most of the time it was a cedar bucket with a silver rim around that had to be scrubbed. I can remember that from my home. And so many times where you threw your water out, that was called the bait bed.
The what?
The bait bed.
The bait bed.
Uh-huh.
Why the bait? Oh.
Because it is where they had the little earthworms.
Okay, for fishing.
Right. And it would be kind of... boxed up, maybe 8 or 10 inches, with rich dirt put in there, and your worms. And then they would take an old crocus sack, and they would lay over this bed, and they'd put the worms in there, and then they'd lay boards over the crocus sack, and you just automatically throw your water out there when you washed your hands every time, see?
Oh.
And it kept it good and wet. And when they went to feed them, they would raise up the boards and sprinkle a little meal in there, and that's what they fed them.
Well, that is
back in those days.
The bait bed, off.
Now, I can remember that from my home,
yeah.
But I know that over at my grandmother Logan's, they did the same thing.
Okay, well, that is fine. Now, back about the water bucket there, did you ever hear that called a pail, or is that a newer word for a water container?
I would think it would be a newer, as far as I was concerned.
For whatever kind of bucket was a bucket, okay. Well, what about, go back to the parlor, then not this house particularly, but the house down
mm-hmm.
here, wherever, tell me about the names of the furniture that would be in there.
Well, actually, there was always a bed in the parlor.
It was a guest room, too.
It was it was used as a guest room,
right.
Plus you had the bed in there.
And what else?
And, and maybe a pretty dresser and a pretty washstand if you had one. And of course, there you found your bowl and your big pitcher.
Pitcher for the water.
Right.
Well,
and
would there be a piece of furniture, something like that, you know, in the pot?
Most of the time, yes.
And what did they call that?
Settee. More. Yes. That was before they would call that, in preference to a couch, they would say the settee.
But now you call this the couch.
Yes.
Okay. And what else would there be in there then? Maybe a couple of...
straight chairs, just, you know, it wasn't too many stuffed chairs.
Right. Okay, and what about the furniture in the bedroom? Anything else you told me about the bed and the dresser?
Of course, you always saw a chest of some kind there. And quilts were very obvious throughout your bedrooms because they had so many pretty quilts. And
what about the places where they kept clothes maybe hanging?
Not many closets at all. In fact, they didn't know what a closet was hardly.
No.
They usually had shift robes or
a
wardrobe.
Right. What was the difference between a shift robe and a wardrobe?
Well, I would think that the wardrobe didn't have the drawers, and you think of the shift robe as having drawers.
Had drawers down one
side.
Right. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay. And the wardrobe or the shift robe was movable.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine. And